cemetery.
Okay, and when the family wears black, they used to wear black for a period of time, you'd say they were in?
Mourning.
Okay. If somebody comes up to you and you are okay, they say, well, how are you today? And you'd say, oh, I'm...
feeling fine.
What are some of the, we were talking about it a minute ago, some of the things that you get sometimes where your joints bother you in cold weather?
You mean to put on?
No, I mean just what is the name of it?
Oh, it's a rheumatism.
Okay. What about when your knuckles swell up or stay big?
Arthritis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My mother has that. Let's see. You ever hear of, let's see, children, I think, take shots for this still. What causes diphtheria? Is it bad water? Is it...
Really, I don't know just exactly what causes it. But they take these shots.
Yeah, but they've taken shots for so long now, I don't think anybody hardly ever gets it anymore. And I don't even
know. You don't hardly ever hear of it.
Sometimes a person gets a pain in his side, one of his sides, I don't know, I think it's this side, and he has to go to the hospital and have an operation. You say that he had...
appendage.
Okay.
And operation.
Okay, but he had, when he had the operation, he had it because he had what?
Appendicitis.
When you, something doesn't agree with you and you, you lose what you ate, you call that what?
Vomiting.
Okay. When a young man and a young lady are seeing each other pretty regularly, you say, well, he is what?
Courting.
Okay. And he is her what? Did you say her beau or her?
Yeah.
Boyfriend?
Used to be mostly beau, now it's boyfriend.
Okay, and she is his what?
Girlfriend.
Okay. And if he proposed to her and she refused, you might say, well, she...
turned him down.
Okay. If she didn't refuse, they might go to the church and get...
married.
Okay. In a wedding, sometimes when they have them in a church, the bride has several of her friends to stand up with her. They're called what?
Flower girls. Okay. And the bridesmaid.
Okay, and the groom has a what to stand up with him?
Best man.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the term, a practice back in the earlier days when a couple was married, there'd be after the wedding, and not a reception, but there'd be a big... all their friends would get around outside their house and bang on pans and everything like
Seminary.
That.
Seminary.
Okay. I've never seen one of those, but I've heard people.
Tough.
Have you? And they'd really just stand out there and bang on pans and...
shoot guns. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I've seen some of them that really was scared inside, not knowing it, too.
Well, I guess that'd be kind of scary here, the gun going off and all that noise outside.
You used to do that when anybody'd move in a new house.
Yeah. Yeah, in the neighborhood, if somebody moved in, and well, then they'd go crazy, and the whole gang would, you know.
I bet they'd wonder what kind of neighborhood they got.
Well, 8 years old, then they'd all go in, you know, and get acquainted.
Oh. Wow. Was it a lot of people that would do this?
Oh, yeah.
A big crowd of people would get outside?
Yeah, maybe sometimes 30, 40.
That would be enough to scare a man.
I know one time, down close to home, there's one fella. He didn't like it tall. He got mad and got out there with his gun and got shooting at some of them. Yeah. I know him right away.
I guess he thought somebody was attacking him or something.
I don't know. He was just high-tempered.
And so he came out.
He did. And I'm telling you, they scattered too.
Two of his sisters was in the bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So he had just gotten married and this was
going on? No, he didn't move to a new settlement.
Well, I'll be. Mm-hmm. What about a place where a couple might go and the music would be playing and they would get up and dance on them? You'd say, well, they have gone to a... would you ever call that just a dance or a ball or...
shindig.
Okay, that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, when they let the children out to go home from school, you might say, well, around here, school does what at 4 o'clock?
Turn out.
Okay. And in the morning at 8 o'clock, school what?
Takes in.
Okay. What about after a vacation, say, after the summer vacation, school what in September? Would you say takes in then, too?
Starts again.
Okay. If a boy doesn't feel like going to class one day, he might just what? You might go fishing or just, but do you call that what?
Play hooky.
Okay. And a person goes to school to get a what?
Education.
Okay. And Marcia goes to what?
She goes to college.
Okay. And in the school,